From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Fallout after three heavily armed suicide bombers Sunday assaulted a crowded church in Quetta, southwestern Pakistan, and killed at least eight worshippers from the minority Christian community. Officials and doctors said women and children were among the victims of the attack on the Bethel Memorial Methodist Church, located in a highly secured central part of the city. Witnesses said that two of the assailants wanted to enter the main hall, where around 400 worshippers were attending. But police guards at the main gate engaged those attackers, killing one of them and leading the second to blow himself up outside the hall. The explosion fatally wounded a security guard. Provincial police chief told reporters a third suspected gunman managed to leave the area to the nearby residential area during the exchange of fire, and an operation was underway to hunt him down. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian contacts with U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign has gained access to thousands of emails sent and received by Trump officials before the start of his administration. That's according to several people familiar with his transition organization. The investigators did not directly request the records from Mr. Trump's still-existing transition group, and instead obtained them from a separate federal agency that stored the material. Now, that's caused some problems, and a transition attorney has sent letters Saturday to two congressional committees saying the General Services Administration had improperly provided the transition records to Mueller's investigators. They said the materials included communications from more than a dozen senior Trump transition officials. This is VOA News. Australia officials say that a South Korean-born man has been arrested and charged with acting as an economic agent for North Korea. Chen Hanshe is a naturalized Australian citizen and was arrested Saturday in Sydney, where he has lived for decades. The Australian Federal Police Chief Neil Gagan said that the case like this was like nothing we've ever seen on Australian soil.
During the investigation, we also uncovered allegations related to breaches of the Commonwealth Weapons of Mass Destruction Act. We'll be alleging in court this man was brokering the sale of missile componentry and technical expertise from North Korea to other international entities.
He said that Che had been successful in brokering the illicit deal that included weapons of mass destruction, and he would have secured tens of millions of dollars for North Korea. Che is facing six charges, including two under the Weapons of Mass Destruction Prevention of Proliferation Act. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is set to visit Jerusalem next Wednesday, but the recent announcement that the United States is recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel has angered the Palestinians and Arabs around the world. The party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas announced Saturday that they are calling for angry protests at the entrances to Jerusalem and its old city to coincide with Pence's visit, and protests against U.S. President Donald Trump's decision. Palestinian leaders also have canceled their plans to meet with Pence. He is still expected to meet with Israeli officials. Somalia's Prime Minister Hassan El-Khayri says that the government had demanded that the U.S. briefly suspend aid to much of Somalia's armed forces in an effort to improve transparency and accountability following corruption concerns. Speaking to reporters in Mogadishu, he said that they blamed former Somali governments for U.S. concerns about that corruption. The population at the International Space Station is about to grow a little bit more. A three-man crew headed to the floating lab in a Soyuz MS-7 spacecraft.
Scott Tingle, Anton Shkaplerov, and Noroshihi Kanai on their way to the International Space Station.
The three space travelers are each from U.S., Japan, and Russia. They powered off Sunday, and they're scheduled to dock with the ISS Tuesday. And they're taking a two-day route instead of a usual six-hour path. This longer route is necessary because of the lab's position in space at the time of the launch. The trio is expected to remain in space station and are scheduled to remain aboard it until February, while the three who are scheduled there return in April. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.